to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
The holidays are a time for celebration, but for many stricken with grief of losing a loved one, the holidays can be filled with stress, anxiety, and depression. Here to share how to cope with grief during the holidays, please welcome award-winning author and founder of the Foundation for Grieving Children, Mary Mack. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You know, this is such an important topic and one that tends to be swept under the carpet during the holiday festivities. Share with us
how you became involved.
Yeah. How did you get involved with helping people cope with grief during the holidays?
Well, I had very many losses early in my life. I experienced the drunk driving deaths of two different classmates, actually, when I was in high school. When I was in college, I lost two friends to inoperable cancer. When I was in graduate school studying for one of my semester's exams, my grandfather passed on. But it was the murder of my 11-year-old stepdaughter that really triggered this. And sometimes you think to yourself, you're going down your own path and all of a sudden things happen to you and you decide, I think maybe this is what my calling is. And
right.
I found that from my bachelor's degree in counseling, I had a great deal of ability, a great ability to help people get through such terrible times because I myself had gone through so much.
You know, I think it's important. You know, my wife passed away over a decade ago, and I still find it hard to enjoy the holidays, so I know that it's an issue. I have patients, the same thing. They can't wait for January because it's such a painful time for them. But one thing that did help me was to shake up the routine and not do the same things that I did with her. What are some other options grieving spouses can do to add a little joy to their holidays?
Well, first of all, I feel so bad that you've experienced that, and I'm sure, you know, you left her desperately. And so now, as time goes on, as you know, it gets a little bit different. You know, in the beginning, grief is very intense. It is very difficult.
Right.
But as we move forward, grief gets lighter and it comes back snippets. So when the holiday comes, it tends to come back to us. So if we've experienced the death of a loved one most recently, it's very raw for us. It's very severe. But if we've experienced it similar to your experience, it will come back to you at different times. Times like the holidays, times like anniversaries, times like when our children are graduating or getting married. And I want people to understand this is perfectly normal. It's natural. This is what happens. It's not the kind of thing where grief comes into our life and then we're finished with it and then we move on. Those people, we love them very much. We love them so much. And they will always be a part of our lives, even though they're not physically with us any longer. So as far as the holidays are concerned, I have a number of tips that I can give your audience that I think are very important. First of all, you need to stay close to your friends. If you can hook up with one particular friend that really is going to be there for you thick and thin, try to write to them daily or call them daily or have them call you. And keep connected, because there have been times where I've actually texted a person and I've said, Vivian, can you just tell me that I'm going to be all right? And she'll write me back and say, it's going to be okay. You're going to get through this. Sometimes we just need a little bit of reassurance, and it's enough right then to keep you going. The other thing is, when you accept invitations during the holidays, it's important to not accept every invitation. Sit with yourself. Think about it. Meditate. And think to yourself, am I going to be tolerated there or celebrated there? Only go to those things where you know that the people who are there are truly going to have your back, so to speak. They're going to be, you know, spiritually be with you and understand what you're going through. So if you start to cry or start to get upset or you say to the host, you know, I really can't deal with this right now, they're not going to be offended. They understand. So choose those things that really are important to you. Another thing
that
is your
sense.
Home. I'm sorry.
We got a little bit of an echo, but yeah, that was some good points. So finish that last topic. That was interesting.
Okay. So about your home, we tend to decorate. We have people come to our home. Sometimes we have an overnight guest. We decide on what we're going to do as far as meals are concerned. Will we decorate? Will we have a tree? Not have a tree? Will we shop the same way we did earlier, in earlier years? And all of those things need to be decided upon. So the recommendation is always do less than more. Always do only that which is going to bring joy to your heart. Because it's a hard time right now, and you can only do so much. So choose the things that really matter to you.
What about children? Is it different? Have you found, because I know you specialize in that, and maybe they've lost a parent or grandparent.
That was my next thing to discuss.
Oh, great. Okay, perfect.
Children, it's very important that we understand that children grieve just like adults. There is this misnomer that for some reason, if we put children right back into their routine after they've grieved the death of a loved one, especially if it's been a parent or a sibling, it's very important that we understand that they have exactly the same emotions and they know exactly what you're going through. You might try to hide it. You might think that you're sneaking the crying in the other room, but they know it. They feel it. And it's just as intense to them. The only difference between the two of us is the fact that adults can verbalize it. Children cannot. And so you need to give them the words. They don't know how to express what's going on for them. So it comes out different ways. They act out or they regress physically. They might start bedwetting again when this has been a non-issue for a while. They don't know how to handle it. So you need to be sensitive to that. You need to be very close to them and make sure they understand you're not going anywhere, because when someone they love dies, they're afraid you're going to die too. So we need to include them in the holidays. We need to find out what works for them. You might decide on your own, it's too much for me to have a tree because I lost my son or my daughter this year and I can't do that anymore. But your child wants Christmas to go on as normal because they're still alive. They're still here.
Yeah.
And they're kind of waving their flag, so to speak, saying, hey, I'm still here. Remember me? So we need to open the conversation to them as well. Open the conversation to your spouse, especially if you lost a child, and decide what's going to work for the whole family. That's very important.
Yeah, well, I had a friend who had a father who died, and of course that's her kid's grandpa, and they put Christmas tree up at the other end of the room where it's not ever been used to being, and it seemed to help. It was like a different, still Christmas, but it's a little different because it's not exactly where grandpa used to sit.
Well, that's smart. There are so many changes. You can either have a smaller tree or you could put it in a different room. If it was always in the living room, maybe now it's in the den, Or maybe if you really can't handle it in the main room of the house, maybe the children's room will have a little tree, on a desk or whatever. But at least it's there for them. Also, too, when we take care of, when we have our dinners, whenever we have our gatherings, it's really important to celebrate the life of the person. Now, what I mean by that is, you want to express and talk about them aloud. A lot of times when we come together after somebody has died, we don't talk about them. Like, it's kind of like the elephant in the room. Nobody knows really what to do or say. And the host is usually the one who needs to give permission to do that.
It's great information, especially
point.
At this time of the year. And, you do need to get your grief out and be with people that make you feel good about yourself. To learn more about Mary Mack and to purchase her book, Holiday Grief, How to Cope with Stress, Anxiety, and Depression, you can go to AskMaryMack.com. Partial proceeds from all her books are donated to the Foundation for Grieving Children to help bereaved young kids, teens, and their families. The website is F4GC.com. That's F4GC.com. You're listening to Your Good Health Radio right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.